I'm Marty Moscoen. Welcome to Radio Times. Election Day is this Tuesday, and besides state house, judicial, school board, and municipal government races, Pennsylvania voters have an important ballot question. They'll be asked if the state constitution should be changed so that county and local governments and school boards won't have to rely on property taxes for revenue. That's where schools get a substantial portion of their funding. The wording of the question needs some explanation, and the implications of its passage could be significant. That's why we asked Ryan Briggs to join us. He's a reporter for City and State PA. And Ryan Briggs, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
You're welcome. I'm going to scare a lot of people away, but I'm going to actually read this thing just so people know what we're talking about. And then, Ryan, we can deconstruct it. This is the proposed constitutional amendment. Shall the Pennsylvania Constitution be amended to permit the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing local taxing authorities to exclude from taxation up to 100% of the assessed value of each homestead property within a local taxing jurisdiction, rather than limit the exclusion to one half of the median assessed value of all homestead property, which is the existing law. That is some convoluted language there. Can you boil that down to us so that voters know what they're asking or being asked to decide?
Sure. And I mean, as you can tell from some of the ambiguous language there, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of question marks kind of included in this. So it might be best just to try to explain what the intent of the ballot question is. And this is sort of an outgrowth of a movement to abolish property taxes in Pennsylvania that's been going on for, you could say, some decades now. And the aim of this measure is essentially to create a system where school districts and counties and municipalities, any local taxing authority, would have the option to exempt homeowners from up to 100% of their property taxes. So it's sort of a sideways measure of opening up just the possibility of localities completely eliminating property taxes. Now, it doesn't mean that they would have to, but it would give them the option to do that, which they currently do not have. They can exempt up to 50% of a property's value.
And this would be 100%?
Assuming it could be up to 100%, depending on, like it says in the ballot question, it's essentially giving Harrisburg the okay to pass legislation that could then exempt up to 100% of a property's value, that it would replace the property tax income with some other revenue stream, which is also unclear what that would be.
Well, let me pick up on that. So let's say this passes. Let's say that the people vote to pass this amendment to the Pennsylvania Constitution. What would happen next? And it sounds like it gets then tossed back to the General Assembly.
Yeah, that's right. It would be Harrisburg would have to then kind of create legislation that would handle this. And again, what that would look like exactly, it's very unclear based just on the language of the question itself. And a lot of that would have to be dictated by the General Assembly. And I believe that it would be possible that they would pass legislation that wouldn't even allow the full 100% exemption. That could happen. You know, what the funding source might be that Harrisburg identified to make up for any shortfalls caused by local taxing authorities taking advantage of this new system, that's unclear. Probably income, sales tax, a mixture of, or nothing could happen, potentially.
Or nothing could happen. I mean, even let's say we're maybe getting ahead of ourselves, let's say it does pass, it goes to the General Assembly, they then make the next move, and what, we could stick with the system that we already have?
I'm not sure if the language requires Harrisburg to pass legislation, but it would create the option to pass legislation that would allow for additional property tax exemption. Again, some of the reporting that I've seen on this says that it's possible that there would be virtually no change from the current system if Harrisburg kind of waffles on what exactly to do next.
And property taxes, in many ways, largely pay for schools, right?
Yes. Most of the something like $12 billion of the state education funding comes from local property taxes. I think that's something like 41% of all of the education funding in Pennsylvania, which is higher than many other states.
Right. You said this really came from people complaining about the fact that their property taxes have gone up. You also identified a couple of counties where that seems to be a problem, not Philadelphia County or even the surrounding counties here in the southeast part of Pennsylvania. Where are people feeling this property tax pinch?
Because the Pennsylvania educational system relies more heavily on local taxation. You have very uneven levels of property tax rates from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So some of the main sponsors behind this bill, which has notably attracted bipartisan support, there's Democrats that have signed on to this and Republicans. Some of them come from places like Schuylkill County or Berks County, the Redding area, others from the Poconos, areas that for a variety of different reasons have seen pretty significant localized increases in property tax rates, mostly to cover school costs, rising healthcare costs, rising pension costs. In some instances, you've got building projects that are being paid down. Fixed costs that are hard to kind of get away from, and you may combine that with an aging population, an aging tax base that maybe is on a fixed income, is chained to a property that they bought, 20 or 30 years ago when they were earning perhaps more than they're earning now. And that seems to sort of be the kind of key ingredients here for where people get really riled up. So this isn't an issue completely across the state. I mean, people in general are, taxes aren't really popular anywhere. But there's some areas where you have seen a grassroots movement to push this kind of legislation, to push property tax abolition as a movement. And those tend to be those areas, aging, and have these pretty significant fixed education costs.
You were telling me before going on the air that this was not unlike New Jersey. And we know that people living in New Jersey complain bitterly about the high cost of their property taxes. So some parts of Pennsylvania are on that same high level?
You'll hear people compare it to that. And I guess to kind of complete that analogy, it's you have New Jersey taxes, but you don't have New Jersey level services necessarily. You don't have New Jersey level incomes necessarily. So these are areas where, people are, I think, genuinely stressed, and you've seen it has played out in a way where school boards are limited in terms of how much they can raise property taxes in a given year. And what that leads to in some places are these sort of successive annual property tax increases. So people, they're not delusional when they say it seems like my taxes go up every year. In some areas, they have literally gone up every single year to the maximum amount that the school board can seek in order to try to cover these costs. And in a lot of cases, that's still failing to cover these costs. So they have to go back the next year.
You mentioned the fact that there's bipartisan support, so support from Democrats and Republicans for this proposed constitutional amendment.
I mean, one prominent Democrat that I would say is at least not opposed to some of these provisions is Governor Tom Wolf, who has said since he was elected that property tax reform was going to be, one of his main priorities. I don't think he's come out and fully endorsed, property tax abolition, but when he's been asked about it in the past, has indicated that he's open to exploring different avenues for property tax relief. It's a sensitive issue for a lot of people because there is, I think, some real stress that's there.
Absolutely. Let me read an email from Charlene. She said, what are the pros and cons for a 65-year-old retired homeowner, school tax-paying citizen? And I think this is what you were talking about earlier, that there are people on fixed incomes and have seen their property taxes going up. But if they vote to amend the Constitution, it's not like you're not going to be paying taxes. It just has to come from another source.
Right. Like the wording of the ballot question suggests, a lot of this is contingent on identifying some alternative revenue source. So it's not as though passing an act like this is going to dramatically reduce educational costs or lead to government efficiencies elsewhere. It's most likely going to lead to a scramble if the legislature decides to pick this up to find any other sort of, you know, revenue that could make up for this. So if that's an income tax increase or a sales tax increase, you know, those are possibilities that have been included in sort of prior iterations of this kind of legislation. So a previous version of the bill that sought to just eliminate property taxes altogether would have entailed some significant increases to personal income tax and sales tax that made it unworkable in Harrisburg, which is, as people may know if they're following the budget process, is very averse to raising taxes at all.
Well, and it's interesting to think if that were to happen, of course, a great big if, then it would be non-property owning people who pay sales tax and income tax then would be shouldering the responsibility of paying for schools.
There's a dynamic amongst the advocates for this kind of legislation where they feel that they are so burdened that even if there are, you know, some kinds of inequalities that come out of this movement, like shifting this tax burden more onto renters or the poor versus homeowners who are retired and, you know, have a perhaps a lifetime of savings or not, you know, depending on the situation.
Sure.
But they say we're burdened, so we will accept that, you know, there might be some downsides to this, but, you know, the current situation is just untenable. But yes, I mean, that is fundamentally what would happen, is you would be shifting more of that tax burden onto people who don't own homes, who are paying sales tax regardless of their means to pay for it.
This is an amendment to the Pennsylvania Constitution. We've had other amendments in the past. What's been the track record for just passing amendments to the Pennsylvania Constitution?
Yeah, I believe when I looked it up, of the 15 past amendments that were put before voters over, I think, the last 20 years or so, all of them have passed. Yeah. And there is currently already the ability to exempt up to 50% of a property's value from property taxes. And that was the outgrowth of a similar movement in the 90s that was approved.
The Homestead Act.
The Homestead Act.
Of 20 years ago, actually, 1997.
Yeah. So I don't see why voters would not approve this. Maybe the confusing language would put people off, but it seems likely that it will be approved. What happens next is up to Harrisburg to a large degree.
Well, it's interesting. It's an off-year election, so turnout obviously is important. We're almost out of time here. And also the governor and the legislature still trying to figure out how to balance the budget. So that, I think, complicates this even further.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how, after this protracted budget process, that lawmakers would go back and say, we need to radically increase different categories of taxes so that we can completely eliminate property tax in Pennsylvania.
Well, stay tuned. We'll find out, I guess, Wednesday morning. Ryan Briggs, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. He's a reporter for City and State Pennsylvania, talking about this amendment to the Pennsylvania Constitution that voters will get to vote on Tuesday. We're going to take a very short break and then shift gears and talk about conservative media. We'll be right back.